welcome to the Love Train. And tonight we are going to speak of unspeakable things, I guess. Like mothers who kill their babies in order to save them from trafficking. Cops that have just gone wild and are killing everyone. Out of control police forces. They call them police forces, but they're actually occupational forces that keep the peasants like myself down. And any criticism muted. Police violence in this country is a virus, a sickness of thugs, gang members, men with guns, scared men, men who fear for their lives when they see you, and then they shoot you because they fear for their lives. I don't want to be mean towards the police, but you're supposed to be protecting us. And before any citizen goes home, the citizen goes home. Not the cop. The cop is there to protect us. Just like the military. That's why we have a military. To protect us. Against fake wars and bombings and killings. By the way, if you're waiting for money from me, Chase is down. Chase has been down for hours and hours and hours and hours. And it's still down. Anyway, tonight we're going to talk about different things. And I'm on the train. I'm in the bar car. And I'm here with Dr. Susie.
Hello, Captain Max.
Hello, Dr. Susie. How are you?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a violent place that we're in as we emerge from the coronapocalypse. So you painted a pretty scary picture, but it's kind of true. I mean, U.S. has become a shooting gallery, masquerading as a country.
Do we win a bunny at the end if we shoot enough people?
Bunnies. Bunny honey. Money is always at the root of a lot of evil. And, of course, the police are protecting the money. And people without money are going crazy. There's a mass shooting every day. Really. And that is just the civilians. Then there's the police. You said men. A man with a gun. And that's usually who it is. A man with a gun, whether it's a civilian or a cop. But right now in Minneapolis, people are outraged because a young man was shot and killed by a cop. A woman named Karen, Kim Potter. But she's like, hey, when Karen gets a badge, guess what? She confuses her gun for a taser and confuses her taser for a gun. And everything's all confused, and a young man is dead over a traffic stop because he had air fresheners dangling from his rear view mirror. And I know some other stuff, but he shouldn't be dead. But she confused her taser and her gun, and bam! No, thank you, ma'am. He's dead. Yeah. So we live in a land where trained cops, she was a 26-year veteran, I think. trained cops can panic and fire the wrong weapon. Hey, because, you know, that happens. But untrained civilians have got to remain calm with a gun in their face. Now, I've had a gun in my face and a young, nervous-looking police officer on the other end of it. Whew! That was scary. I guess I maintained my calm because I'm still here. But he said to me, you shouldn't wear so much jewelry. It looks like a weapon. Well, thank goddess he said that, although I found it rather insulting, but he didn't shoot me because he thought my jewelry was a weapon. But he might have. And, you know, that was years ago. That was 2001. So now I think they're more trigger finger prone. So we're on the love train, though, folks. And if there's one thing that is equally interesting to violence, I'm talking to you, media people, it's sex, right? I mean, clickbait, it's all violence, violence, and sex. Most of the sex is judgmental, of course. It's not really sex positive, it's sex scandal, but that's clickbait. Sex positive is also clickbait, but media is afraid to use it. And then there's celebrities, and that's just there to rot our brain. But the passions, sex, violence, these are the passions, and food. Food's fine, you know, except actually, you know, it can be a problem. Too much of it. More of a problem than too much sex, actually. So let's have too much sex. And a lot less violence. Let's get on the love train. There's room for you too. On the love train. And this is FDR Radio. And that's short for Franklin Delano Roosevelt, our 32nd president. And it's also an abbreviation for fuck the rich. Yeah, baby, because this is the love train.
It feels so good.
We're going to give it to you good until you give up some of that money, honey. Bunny, because it's weighing you down. And this is the love train. We're going to help you to spend it on the people. And not through that charity stuff. Although, yeah, the charity's good and everything. But taxes. Yeah, baby. Here we are on the love train, FDR. I'm here with Captain Max and Mariah.
Hello, Mariah. Hi, hi.
Hello.
And Unseen Abe is actually unseen at the moment. He is
literally
our invisible engineer. And we're on all kinds of platforms here. Facebook. Are we on Facebook?
Yes, we are.
All right. Hi, Facebook.
Hi.
Actually, I should say to Mohagit Ibid Movies. I love that name. Such a beautiful international combination. Get on the love train, Mohagit Ibid Movies, he says. I love you so much.
Oh, thank you so much. All right. But you love me.
He says some other things. Oh. Like, hi, baby.
Or how you do.
How you do.
I do every day.
How are you do?
Oh, how are
how
you
How are
do?
You do? Oh, well.
Okay.
We do.
Listen, I don't speak your good. Language, so I'm not, it's okay.
We do. Yeah, we don't at all.
Right, so we don't at all.
Actually, so. We don't mean to make fun of you, but
right.
Everything we say can be construed as insulting or mocking to someone, and we apologize for it all.
Because we are ugly Americans.
Oh. No. Speak
no,
for
we're
yourself.
Not.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to answer Swag Boy.
Swag Boy.
Yeah, Swag
Where's
Boy.
He?
He's over on Reddit.
On Reddit.
Yeah.
Hi, Reddit.
Hi, Reddit. Ooh. So, yeah, not all cops are bad.
No.
I get it. Not all cops are bad. But where's the good fucking cops that stop the bad cops who are part of the killing standing there while their friend is killing someone? Mm-hmm. They're accessories to the fact, to the murder.
That's right, Brother Max.
So I say to
Amen.
You, good cops, good cops.
And A-women.
Yeah, and A-women, good
there's
cops.
There's women cops.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some bad ones. In fact, there's so many bad ones, I would say there's just a few good apples. You know how they say there's just a few bad apples? Well, at this point, it's just a few good apples. And they get discouraged from staying in the force because of the pressure to be brutish.
Well, what kind
and
of
racist
what
and
kind, what
sexist.
Kind of cop are you? Stand up. Don't be a little, I hate to use this term.
Don't say pussy.
No.
No. Because being a pussy is a compliment. So don't say pussy or sissy because that's also kind of nice.
Pussy.
Don't be a sissy.
No, don't say
stand
that.
Stand up.
Sissies,
oh,
you know what?
Not that good.
No, sissies can be very powerful.
Oh.
Do you know who led the charge at the LGBTQ?
Stonewall.
Inn? Stonewall. Inn. I keep thinking Stonehenge.
Stonehenge.
Wasn't that long ago. It was Stonewall Bar. And the people that led the charge were the sissies.
Well,
against the police.
There you go. There you go.
For sex positivity.
There you go. They pulled their pants down and showed their cocks.
So I
and
would
the
say.
The police all ran away.
Don't be. Maybe the term would be wimp.
Wimp. Ah, wimp.
Wimp.
Yeah, wimp.
All right, you guys.
It's a better. I think that's a better term.
All
and
right,
if the wimps
guys.
Are going to get on our ass, well, too bad. Fuck the rich.
The wimps. The wimps. You got guns. You got muscles up here. Muscles.
Amosexual
muscles.
Wimps.
Yeah, amosexual.
That's because they're afraid to do it in bed, baby.
You're letting your friends kill people. Dead people.
Oh, the good apples.
Yeah,
right.
The good apples.
Right. Right. There are good apples, and they got to stand up, and it's difficult. And I just want to reach out because I am empathetic to how difficult it is to tell the truth when everyone else is accepting a lie. I've done that, and you get beaten up for it. You get bullied for it. It's difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, somebody's got to bully the bullies.
Well,
I like that. Bully the bully.
I don't
you
like
wimps.
That. You guys.
You wimps.
Wimps.
You guys.
Come on.
No. Just stand up. I like the term stand up to the bullies.
Stand up to the bullies.
Yeah.
We have one rather
than. Otherwise, it's going to be a shootout.
We have
the
one.
The bullies are going to be shooting the other bullies and. No, no. Let's break the cycle of violence. I'm going to talk more about that in a minute.
Okay. So what did they say on Reddit?
Who's we have one Redditor, MBH1975, saying the way these police are shooting citizens, you think they'd win a prize at the end of the month.
They do.
Maybe they do.
They get a stuffed rabbit.
I think we're going to find a Facebook group or something where they're giving each other prizes for shooting innocent people at you know, traffic stops. And it's disgusting. They might as well. Do it. I mean, it's incredible what's happening in Minneapolis right now. They've got this show trial, and it's a necessary trial, of Derek Chauvin. Everyone knows the guy fucking killed George Floyd. And it's just like, oh yeah, we've got to watch this trial. We all know. We all watched. Over and over and over again, the knee on the neck, the people, the bystanders saying, you're killing him. Him calling for his mama. And then the death. We all felt the death, the moment when George Floyd breathed his last. And now we have to see it over and over again, and I hope they have a good ruling here. But more than ever, we see this murder as an example of sadistic policing. And they're trying to present it as a bad apple. Like, oh, we're all so good. Yeah. Okay. He is an unusually bad apple. Some apples are like rotten with worms coming out of them. And some are just, you know, dumb. They just mistake their taser for a gun or their gun for a taser. And as this trial is happening, this Karen cop, she mistakes her taser for a gun. Now, you're supposed to know the difference. I obviously don't know the difference because I keep switching them around. But she mistook her gun for a taser, and she used her gun to kill Dante Wright. And, you know, that 6 degrees of separation thing? Very freaky. George Floyd's girlfriend was one of Dante Wright's teachers.
Whoa.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
This is the network, the close-knit network of murder under color of law.
I mean, that's why they got cars. You could just drive and just, like, go, like, just chase them for a while. I mean, you don't have to...
You don't have to shoot somebody for a misdemeanor. That's not the...
No.
That's not the punishment for that. It's not the death penalty. And also, when you're chasing somebody, you have a license plate. What's up with you wimps?
Yeah.
You scaredy cats.
And why don't you shoot the wheels?
Yeah, the wheel.
They do it in the movies.
I saw that in the movies, too. Right.
They just shoot the wheels.
Hey,
the wheels.
You got some good ideas there.
The cars roll over. They go down the cliff. Everybody's dead.
Oh, yeah, I don't know about that. But yeah, man, shoot the wheels. Yeah, it's
shoot
like
the wheel. The,
you know, like, cops forget that that's an option, right? It's like... You could do that.
Well, like, I think, I don't know if it's true, but does, like, Switzerland or one of those countries not have their police armed with guns? Because, like, I think as long as police have guns, like, human error is going to exist. So it's like, I feel like this is going to continue to happen, even if there was increased training and stuff. There's just too much human error.
And as Lily Garnett on Facebook writes, the taser is supposed to be on the opposite hip from the gun.
Yeah, on the weak side.
Yeah,
the,
that is. That's actually, I think, a regulation in most departments.
So she didn't confuse her gun for her taser. She just shot her gun. That was her impulse. She went with her impulse. Now, I'm not saying a split second later she didn't go, oh, my God, I shouldn't have done that.
No, she said, Oh, I shot him.
I shot him. She does sound surprised.
Yes, right.
She didn't really mean to do that. We get that.
I don't know about that.
But it was an impulse. Yeah. I don't know. You know, whether to call it a mistake.
Or subconsciously, maybe.
A subconscious. The impulse is from the subconscious. And yeah, they expect us civilians to stay calm with the gun in our face for no reason. And yet they, these privileged cops, they can just go on impulse and, oops, sorry.
They fear for their life. So I say maybe if you're driving down the street and you see a little red flashing light behind you, you better start fearing for your life. Okay.
That's a symbol of fearing for your life.
Yeah, yeah.
Flashing red lights behind
flashing you. Red lights, flashing red and blue lights.
Yeah.
Are a sign that any moment you may leave paradise and go to another world. Because you've been shot 22 times while you're trying to turn down your window. Oh. Ooh. What are you doing? I'm turning down my window. I'm not jerking off, and I don't have a gun. I have an old car.
Yeah, no, I don't buy that, because there's even videos of, like, other kinds of races. Well, it's some like a Caucasian man, like, basically threatening the cops to shoot them, and then the cops still don't shoot him. You know, there's right, videos right. of that on YouTube, you know. So it's like the police are trained. They're trained to, like, de-escalate or try to cooperate, but they pick and choose
sure
when to use that discretion.
There are racist Facebook groups that have been shut down that are for cops. And so you can imagine the ones that are sneaking under the radar, and there's all kinds of racist groups among the police forces of America.
You know that kid, that little kid that went to, what was his name, shot three demonstrators and his mother.
Rittenhouse.
Yeah.
I remember that because that's the name of the hotel we stayed for our wedding night.
Right. Where
the Rittenhouse. This guy has the nerve to screw up my wedding night hotel.
Although that wedding night hotel was kind of
scary.
You
almost died.
I almost died.
Oh, with a big Venetian blind, a wooden blind, was kind of broken. So he goes to fix it, and it falls on his head, but misses his head. But if it had fallen on his head, he could have died.
Yeah, but you also remember something else about that.
You broke in.
It was a beautiful suite, and somehow I had locked ourselves. We had locked ourselves out. And
the staff couldn't get in.
The staff couldn't get in.
It was very late.
It was very late. It was like in the middle of the night.
So I think I was still in my wedding dress.
Yeah,
so
right.
God.
Right.
Part of it.
You had to have sex in the hallway, right?
No. That was
almost.
Almost. But what happened? I said, give me a knife. And so to get me a knife, I put the knife, you know those things that you...
It was a butter knife.
Yeah,
folks,
butter knife. It was a butter knife. You know those things that you put in this little knob and closes like that?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So I got the butter knife. That's how secure these places are.
Yeah, no, they're not that secure.
And I bent the thing so it opened up and then pushed it open.
My Houdini.
Yeah, and then the whole fucking hotel fell on me.
Oh, my God.
Well,
oh
the blinds.
The blinds, the shades. Rittenhouse. Most of the money that Rittenhouse has gotten for his defense are from the police departments of America.
Wow.
The cops.
Ooh.
The
yeah.
Cops.
The cops.
The cops.
The cops love this guy. See?
They love this guy because he's a killer.
Yeah, he's a vigilante killer. And he's a cop lover.
Yeah.
He says that anyway.
He's raised hundreds of thousands of dollars from the police.
Wow. What is this on GoFundMe or where is this from?
No, just, you know, when you're...
I think they've shut down his GoFundMes.
Yeah.
See, these things are under the radar now. It's like the KKK. It's like the Nazis. They're persona non grata on the mainstream social media, but they do their thing elsewhere.
The new uniform, the Ku Klux Klan, is blue.
They did start in that way to catch runaway slaves.
The
police forces.
That's the history. That's the history.
That is the history. And I don't know what the history of police is in, like, say, Europe, but they don't seem to kill as many people.
Do you know in Greece, 15 years ago, the police shot a young boy 13 years old, like happened here. And every year...
Oh, like that guy that was that got shot in, what was it, Jersey or New York?
Yeah,
or
the
Chicago?
Little kid.
What
the
was it?
13-year-old kid. Anyway, this kid gets shot by a cop in Greece. Every year, they remember that day. The idea that the police are to protect and not to kill its own citizens.
Yeah,
for whatever reason.
It was just one day.
Yeah.
See, here in America, this stuff happens like several times a day, every day.
Yeah, but they honor that day. They say, you know, they go against the police.
Because it doesn't happen that often.
How did you, right. It was such an outrage that the cops killed a citizen.
Yeah, you know what? It happens all the time.
I think they have a more sex-positive society over there in Europe.
Well, that's what they say.
It's
Europe,
America, right?
It's immoral to watch violence on TV. And in America, it's immoral to watch sex or nudity.
It's like the opposite.
On TV.
Yeah.
And so that's what our culture reflects, is who we are.
Well, when I first moved back to Europe with my family, I had a friend and he had a bunch of Coke. Not Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola, you're talking about Coca-Cola.
Like Coca-Cola.
No,
like from Pepsi, the Alps. Yes.
And I put all the Coca-Cola.
Different kind of brand.
I put all the Coca-Cola in the back of the van, hidden away. And as I was driving along in this big yellow van, through
we
France.
In the yellow submarine. Yellow van.
The yellow van.
A big yellow van. A big yellow.
So I see
that. That was the precursor to the love train.
So I see the cops behind me, and they're coming up behind me, and they do their little light thing. And I pull over, and now I'm from America, so immediately I feared for my life, okay? And they walk up to the car, and I roll down the window. And they're very elegant, by the way. They have very nice little sweaters and no guns, you know. And he walks up to the window and he salutes me and says, good afternoon.
There you go.
Wow.
That's proper.
All right.
That's polite.
I'm a citizen. I'm respected. Where are you going? Oh, we just moved here. We came from England. We're going that way. And what do you have? I said, well, I have my two little brats right here. And then I got some luggage in the back. And that's it. And they walked around the car. And they kind of looked in. And they went back and they saluted me. Have a good day. Au revoir. Bye-bye.
You didn't give them a sip of the Coca-Cola?
No. Not even a little sniff of it so they could smell it.
Sniff?
Sniff!
You can't smell Coca-Cola.
Sure you can.
Yes.
Coca-Cola?
You just have to smell it really closely.
It smells like aluminum.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
We do have a Redditor pointing out that there are good cops who stop bad cops, and using Carol Horn as an example, this was Mita Alter, a black officer.
But she was a black officer,
yeah,
right.
In Buffalo, New York, who was fired in 2008 for intervening when a white colleague imploded a chokehold, will be given back pay and a pension.
All right. Well, okay. We said there are some good apples.
But she got fired,
yeah,
though.
But she did get fired,
that's
which is
up.
Also,
that's
yeah.
Totally
yeah.
Fucked up.
They got rid of the good apples.
Yeah.
We're a bunch of bad apples here. We don't like no good apples.
They try
around.
To make up for it all these years later. Yeah.
Hey, and also, who's that cop? I don't know his name, but he, of course, was the one who protected the Capitol. I mean, all those Congress people could have gotten just marauded by the marauders during the riot. He directed them away. He made them follow him, and he got an award, but Marjorie Taylor Greene voted against him getting an award.
Guess who's thinking? Who's ratting out everybody? One of the founders of the Oath Keepers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I heard about that.
One of the head guys. He's ratting them all out.
I wonder if that's the guy that went to Yale. There was one founder of the Oath Keepers that went to Yale
for
a spell.
This guy doesn't want to go to prison for 55 years.
Wow.
So he's making a deal.
All right. Rat out Roger Stone, will you?
Roger.
He's a pain. Oh, he's a rat himself with Dick Nixon on his back.
Oh.
So
Tricky Dicky.
Hop aboard the love train. We promised you love, and we're so far talking a lot about hate and violence, and that's what we're a train away from if you follow the bonobo way of peace through pleasure, female empowerment, male well-being, and sharing. That's a real key to FDR, fuck the rich. Come on, baby. Didn't your mama teach you how to share? Probably not, if you're rich. And most of the rich were born rich. Not all, but most. So get fucked, rich. It's better than getting eaten.
Hey, Danielle, the famous actress.
The famous actress that was on our show last week.
That's right, Danielle
Watts. Danielle Watts.
Is on Facebook, and she says, oh, my God, our friend recommended we watch this film called War on Everyone about bad cops. And we were watching the first 10 minutes or so, and I had this feeling that I better tune in to Bonoboville at that very moment when you were all talking about cops.
All right. We have synchronicity, or what is that? Synchro metaphysics? Metasynchronicity?
Yeah.
Something that Danielle and Be Live were talking about.
We actually have Chef Be Live checking in on Facebook and Instagram too, throwing us a lot of love emojis.
Yes, I see the emojis
hearts,
because
hearts and thumbs up.
Brian does not speak English.
Who?
So he
speaks in emojis. Yes.
He speaks in hieroglyphics.
He's a very emotional. He's very emotional type of person.
Myself sometimes. They're so cute.
I'm getting lots of. You're getting lots of hearts.
They're like little Chicos.
Somebody is sending me
every
sending
time.
Hearts.
No, every time Chef Be Live sends me an emoji, I get scared because sometimes the emojis are images. And I'm like, oh shit, what is he about to send me? Is it a body part? Is it what's going on? And then it's just like an emoji. Because, you know, he's kind of he's friendly like that.
Emoji man. Yeah. He's a rock star.
All right. So Danielle Watts was saying that she should better tune in to Bonoboville at the very moment. We were talking about bad cops.
Right. That's kind of strange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's very... Jeez.
But it's so easy to lie in bed with my hubby and feel the pleasure of all your voices.
That sounds like Danielle.
Yeah. Glad for the convergence.
My computer is frozen, so I cannot read
frozen
any
computer.
Of this or get convergent
turn on the heat.
With you all. I have to do it through my brain waves. And I can do that. I actually made somebody squirt the other night, a famous porn star whose name I shall not divulge. But I made her squirt for the first time voluntarily on her own, using her own fingers. Yes. Through erotic hypnosis over the phone.
Nice, Dr. Susie.
Yes. While her boyfriend watched.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Boyfriend watch. So a little voyeurism, a little squirting, a little erotic hypnosis, and all being done by a beautiful, very actually multi-talented porn star. So maybe you'll see her squirting in a video soon. And you'll know that I taught her how.
That'd be cool.
Did you get credits on the film?
She just squirted a little bit.
Oh, okay.
And it's not like she hasn't squirted before, but she did it sort of involuntarily, you would say. Not that it was a bad thing. She was just having a one-night stand, and she was just so turned on. So...
Wow. So I want to ask, we're here working hard and drinking and smoking and doing stuff like that. You guys got any stories about cops out there? Don't you want to tell us one of your stories?
Yeah, we want to hear some stories.
Maybe you have a family member who's a cop, right? So
good apples, bad apples?
Maybe he's a good apple. Maybe he's not. If you got stories about cops, good, bad, give us a call, and we have a phone number. Do we have a phone? We have a phone.
Yes.
What's the phone number?
626-461-5212. Call us. That's 626-461-5212.
Call now before the lines get busy.
Yep. Get on the love train.
We have another auditor chiming in about police and public officials. This is Fapping Awesome. Says, wow, data hack shows police and public officials donated tons of money for Rotten House. Holy shit. So, yeah, they're like, that's their ideals.
They are the new, these people in blues and blacks and khakis and, you know, that's a new uniform.
Oh, I see what that's Danielle like wrote. Danielle wrote, my cousin is a cop in New York. Ooh. She is super hot.
Oh,
well, there you go. Hey. That's a nice combination.
Hey, I Danielle. Like that.
A cop story with a hot story. It would be a hot cop.
Oh, officer.
You could stop and frisk me anytime.
Could you frisk me, please? Oh, I have something hard here. It's not a gun. It's not a gun.
I don't know. I feel uncomfortable, though. Knowing now that a woman is who shot poor Dante.
Well, okay.
All right, so we got another story from Jux Lee. He says, I had a roommate who was a cop.
Oh, do tell us, Jux.
He stole a gun from me and some furniture.
Furniture. That's furniture. The sign of the 29th wedding anniversary.
But he'd pocket drugs and bring them home. So
he's forgiven.
Oh, wow. Pocket in the drugs. Yeah.
Oh, that's very common.
Yeah.
The corruption.
Doesn't make it to the evidence locker.
Right.
That's what's very deep in a lot of police forces. Right.
Sometimes the evidence locker disappears totally, too, from the police station. Where's the evidence? Oh, well, it sounds like here.
You got to make an appointment.
Where's the wire for this?
Danielle says that her cop cousin, yes. Was it? Got her drunk for the first time when she was 17. Wow. Well, see, yeah. These cops, they're constantly breaking the law. I'm not saying it's so terrible to get your cousin drunk at 17, but you shouldn't be doing that if you're a cop.
Yeah.
I think. And then, of course, you're doing all these other corrupt things as a cop.
Yeah.
What do we have
They
there,
feel entitled sir? Or something. Ooh. Above the law.
I can't hear.
So we have somebody with a cop story.
Okay.
Let me patch him in. We All have. Right.
What's his name?
We have our friend Mel, and he has a cop story that he wants to share with us.
All right. Tell us.
All right. So my next door neighbor had married a cop. They were married for about 15 years, and they were getting divorced. So the cop was female. So they had a lot of fights. And so they were, I guess, when you're getting divorced, they decided to cohabitate, right? So he went to the next room, which was behind their bedroom. And this is 2 in the morning. And for whatever reason, he got up to get some water or whatever. And there was a gunshot that went right through where he was sleeping. She claims to have been cleaning her gun in her bed, and there was an investigation, and of course she was cleared of wrongdoing. And she tried to kill him, basically. And when the police investigated, of course, they investigated and found, it was an accidental discharge. And it was suspect because she had never, in the 15 years of them being married, ever cleaned her gun in her bed. You know, so that's my cop story. And that, he immediately moved out of the house and they finished the divorce. But I thought that was interesting that, had that have been a normal person, you'd go to jail. But because it was a cop, it was like, just accidental discharge.
Yeah, I know that story. I've heard it a few times.
It's a brotherhood with sisters in it.
I was cleaning my gun and it shot a wad.
We have a cop story on Reddit.
You're talking about your
your
relative.
My relative. Married.
That's a very personal story.
Married or was dating a Nazi. This was during the war. And she was in the bedroom and he was in the living room cleaning his gun. And the gun fired and killed her.
And were they having an argument before that?
That I don't know, but it was accidental.
I bet nobody knows.
Accidental discharge.
Of course, accidental. Accidental and then
which is a funny way to spell murder.
Yeah. Absolutely.
He left town, didn't he?
Yes, and then he left town. That is correct. Shortly after the shooting, a few minutes after he left. Okay.
We have another cop story on Reddit by Swagboy669.
Okay, Swagboy.
He says, once I remember that I waved at a cop when I was 8 and smiled. Then he pulled my parents over, then told them that I flipped him off, and I got in so much trouble that day with my parents.
You know what?
Wow. That's fucked up.
That's that a great story.
Starting
but
young.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, to kind of turn a kid against his parents and parents against their kid. And it's just... It's a war. It's coming to a head.
Do you know one of the reasons that I moved back to Europe when I was publishing my newspapers was because my son came home one day and he said, the police are coming to, and of course I'd been busted already, so just to hear the police are coming to my school, Daddy, to tell us about police work.
It's a DARE program in Europe.
Right. So I said, okay. And I called the school and I said, what do you have coming? You have some police coming? And I said, yes. And literally 4 days later, we were on a plane. And I took my kids out of school.
Yeah.
You know, because that's how they get away with this kind of, the indoctrination of violence, the spraying of a 5-year-old with, you know, shooting a 13-year-old who has his hands up.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's not fair. That's not fair.
That's crazy. No. Chicago. Yeah. Adam Toledo.
Yeah.
Is the kid. Yeah.
Right.
13 years old. I mean, and now they're trying to give him some kind of background, make him a bad kid.
Oh, yeah. They always like, you know, oh, she was a hooker. Or this way, you know, they always demean you, you know.
And they lied about him having a smear campaign, gun in his hand. They lied about it.
At least we have films. It's interesting. One wonders, will this help us to turn a corner, to go a bonobo way by seeing so much video evidence of how awful police can be and how racist they can be, how they often will treat white suspects differently than suspects of color, and how sadistic they can be. And we see this now because just hearing a story like our Reddit friend and our Facebook friends have been writing in these cop stories, you go, yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, do you think that that's true? Maybe that's true. But then you see the video and you know that that's true, and maybe we'll make some changes. Maybe seeing that knee on George Floyd's neck did bring people out into the street.
I you know, here's the thing. I know there's a lot of rotten cops, okay? And I know there's a few good peaches, but these guys, I forgot what I was going to say.
There's some corny acorns also.
I have a little...
And some banana peels to slip on when, you know, you don't know what to say. Let's stomp on grapes and have some wine.
Okay, I'll come back to that.
Right. I got a story I want to tell,
that isn't
about cops.
Oh, go ahead then. Please. I'm so tired of these cops.
But it's about violence.
Violence. Oh, yeah. Back to cops.
Indirectly, I guess. Authority figures, I guess you would say. Well, anyway, you know, a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about the cuckold murder, the church-based cuckoldry.
Yes.
Oh, the threesome.
Gone
the threesome.
Terribly wrong. Yes.
Threesome gone wrong.
Yes, in Oklahoma. And, of course, it's a very terrible tragedy. And there are a lot of tragedies that are going on in America, all over the world. And this was a case of gun violence. And, you know, there's mass murders, like I said, every other day these days. But this particular murder spoke to us, if you will, because it involved sexual relationships and specifically seemed to involve the cuckold relationship in which a husband and wife, and in this case married for 30 years, opened up their marriage to a bull, a third person, a guy. And it just, that the characters were quite interesting. First of all, the guy is black and the couple is white. And, of course, this is a common fetish, fantasy of interracial sex between a white couple and a black stranger, new person, usually a guy. But I guess, well, we're not here to talk about the other thing. This was a guy. And just to personalize thing, name is Khalil.
Khalil.
So the hot wife, the woman, it's a little bit vague as to whether she wanted to do this. Seemed to me from the news stories that she did, but then I heard maybe not. And women are often inscrutable. That's why you got to get this stuff in writing, guys. All right, so then there's the husband. And who is the husband? Well, not exactly a cop, although you could say he's a cop of the spiritual world, because he's a pastor. He was a pastor. And he railed against the devil, really railed against the devil by day at his Harmony Free Will Baptist Church. And then by night, you could say he cavorted with the devil. And by the way, I got nothing against the devil. As a matter of fact, I kind of like the devil, because Pan is the original devil. Satan, I think, gets a bad rap. And God is not always the nicest either. I think we all have our faults. God certainly does when he smites the innocent. And Satan has some faults, but anyway.
It's a lot of smiting.
After all, Lil Nas breaks his neck at the end of their love dance. I don't know. That's a whole nother thing.
Whole lot of smiting. I was but smiting anyway, them. So
this woman, the hot wife, is married to this pastor. Obviously, there's this hypocritical thing going on. They're meeting in the Super 8 Motel.
Ah, Super 8 Motel, yes.
Yes.
High class, baby.
And
nothing but the best.
They are getting together with this guy, Khalil.
Cheers.
And they are having sex. Now, I don't know exactly what kind of sex. It seems like, you know, Khalil and the hot wife, Christy, and probably Pastor Dave would watch. And then again, maybe he had sex with Khalil also. You know, there's all kinds of ways to do the cuckolding fetish.
In a Motel 9 room.
Eight. Super 8.
Oh, jeez.
I think it's a step up from the Motel 6.
Motel 6, Super 8.
Two steps up.
God, no. I don't want to see it.
2 feet more of shelf space. It's a complicated story. Read all about it on Counterpunch, which is where I have an article. And I tweeted about it, and who do I hear from but the daughter of the wife. Now, did I say what happened? No. Oh, here's the thing. The ending, the climax of the story is that they're all having this threesome. Sounds nice, you know, but it's a crazy mix of God. This is a very religious pastor.
Yeah. God's right there.
And some sexual issues.
Missing none of this.
Some hypocrisy here. although an effort to deal with it, and I do want to give props for that, but you needed to have a therapist as your guide, I think, or something. Or not have a gun. Because, of course, that is the third element.
Not own a gun.
And that is what the wife got a hold of and gave to the bull, Khalil. And he shot the sheriff. I mean, the pastor. So this is all alleged. So I wrote about it. You can hear me. I am an irrepressible court jester. I am constantly seeing humor in things. And yet, I see, of course, the terrible tragedy of the situation, and I see it as a cautionary tale to hopefully help people, because I know a lot of people are interested in pursuing polyamorous relationships and opening up marriages, and some of those people might be religious. It happens in every relationship. You got to see the good to give yourselves hope, and you got to see the bad to know that this is real life and what not to do. Mm-hmm. To some degree, what not to do. I write about this, and then the daughter of the wife, who is now in jail.
Daughter is in jail also?
No, she is not.
Okay. The wife is.
The wife is, who is her mother, and the boyfriend. And, of course, the dad, the husband, the cuckold, the pastor, is no longer on this earth. So we're not going to conjecture as to who he's cavorting with down there or up there or somewhere, anywhere. But Brittany Long, the daughter of the hot wife, retweeted my tweet with her own comment saying, okay, now please try to refrain because this is a whole story. So I don't know if you guys should be reacting too much. I mean, I understand some of it you can't help, but let me try to get it all across because this is a whole process, all these tweets. It's almost like therapy. It's certainly a process of getting to know someone who seems to be totally on the other side of you and finding conflict resolution and peace, not through sex, but through appreciation for each other as humans and through love and care. Anyway, she writes, "This is disgusting. Get my name out of this article." Her name was in the article, I should say, as an aside, quoting some things about her mother that were already in the Washington Post and other places. So she says, "Get my name out of the article and realize these are real people and real families affected by this tragedy. It's a joke to you, but it's my current nightmare. Fuck you, Dr. Susie. And you too, Counterpunch." Oh. Wow. So it hits me in the middle of the night is when I happened to see it. And I felt so bad. I also felt strong because Captain Max always tells me to be strong. And also because I knew it was a good article and I believe in what I wrote and I feel it does a lot of people good. But I felt bad because this woman was feeling bad and I just didn't want to be the cause of someone feeling bad. I knew she was hurting. I don't know any depth to the relationship. I mean, she is the daughter of someone who was killed and someone who was accused of planning the killing. And so I tweeted back to her, "I'm so sorry for your loss, Brittany Long. And I'm sorry it hurt you to read my opinion as a sex therapist. It must be tough to be living through a personal nightmare. That's also a viral story that resonates with so many people with strong opinions, including me. Best wishes." I feel bad for her, but it is a viral story. It's a story that's out there. And if I don't say my point of view as a sex therapist, then what's left is just other people's point of view. And I apologize for the jokes, but I can't just get through any article without a few jokes, I guess. And I saw it as a companion piece, in a way, to the massage parlor murders, which were very different, but also a combination of guns, God, and sex problems.
Yep, absolutely.
A lot of that.
Very good point.
So I kind of felt like I was being called to write about it. And yes, I wrote in an imperfect way, of course, to the person that is part of it, but isn't involved in the actual crime, but yet is involved. So I understood how bad she must feel. I would feel bad, but I also wanted her to see where I was coming from.
And also, there's a dead person.
Exactly. And I wrote what you wrote, which is perhaps preachers should be preaching tolerance for consensual sexuality instead of shaming people and raging against the devil and sin. That's what Dr. Susie's article is saying. In the end, there's a dead human. And that's a tragedy we all need to talk about. We are not gods. This from Max, whose symbol on Twitter is God. The magazine.
The magazine.
The magazine.
The magazine.
So I have a question.
I didn't finish the story.
Right. Okay. You got to finish the story.
Yeah. I'm almost done.
She warned us.
More than halfway through.
I interrupted. Now you
know,
you interrupt.
If you can interrupt, but only with a brief comment, not with a question.
Reset.
Okay. Yeah.
Time out.
Your question might be answered by the rest of the story.
Right.
And if
right,
it isn't, make a note and I will answer it. Okay. So she writes back to us because she was moved. My problem is the way this was sensationalized for clicks. Okay, I'm going to say an aside here. I don't get all that many clicks. it was already sensationalized for clicks. It was viral way before I put in my two little shekels. And anyway, but she's right. It was sensationalized for clicks, as are all interesting murders. This was an interesting murder. So she goes on to say, I'm all about healthy, consensual sex. That was nice of her to say, I felt. And there definitely needs to be talk surrounding that. Okay. However, my mom was abused and forced into these situations. It's not a matter of cuckoldry. It's domestic abuse turned murder. That's the truth that I want to be shared. My mom faced 30 years of severe abuse, and this is how she escaped. It's a tragedy with real victims and real pain. So I'm not going to get into it, obviously, from what we've been talking this time and last time, and the article, you guys know, I don't see it the way she's describing it. But she's the daughter. She has an incredibly more than valid point of view. So I thought, I'm going to share this with my followers. I shared what she wrote without much comment, except to say, as per your request, I'm sharing your truth. That's a phrase I didn't used to use. I now use it. Your truth here, Brittany. I'm so sorry for your tremendous loss. I keep saying that, and it is a cliche, but I mean it. Yes, there are, quote, real victims and real pain in this tragedy, as well as important lessons about sexuality, religion, and gun violence for us all to learn. And then I retweeted her tweet, and she wrote back to me, thank you, Dr. Susie, for sharing the truth. Not her truth, the truth. Okay. I take back my fuck you. And applaud you for believing survivors. And I still don't totally agree with her, but I am just very moved. And I know the boys, or anyway, some of the guys are going to say, I don't know what. But I feel that this is a very moving transformation, that I reached out, that she reached out, and that there's hope for humankind. It just made me feel good. And I feel bad about the whole thing. And I feel bad for Brittany Long. And I feel bad for her husband, who also wrote to me. And he wrote, not sure you can really call this making sense of what happened. I wrote I was trying to make sense of what happened as a sexologist. And then he writes, when it's mostly conjecture. Well, okay, that's the fault of all the mainstream media. I'm just going on what they're saying as a commentator. And yes, I agree that mainstream media shouldn't be mainstream, but that's a whole other subject. So I wrote back to him, I'm sorry for your loss, Alex Long. As I just tweeted to Brittany, I'm a sex therapist, and what I wrote are my reflections on a viral news story. I'm not a reporter. And yes, I'm just trying to make sense of another violent tragedy in America. Best wishes for better times. I feel like this is also a corny thing to say, but I have hope that these people are going to break the cycle of whatever the truth is of the badness going on with relationships in that family, that they are reaching out to a crazy lefty sex therapist like me, first to say fuck you and then to say I take it back, and I accept the take back, and I'm touched that you take it back. It's an olive branch, and I find just communicating with the situation to be hopeful.
Yeah, I thought your response was very eloquent. Like, and then, yeah, the ability for her to take it back. We even have a Redditor, DeFace McGee, says that's nice that she took it back. Like, that's pretty hard to do, to get people to change their mind on Twitter.
Yeah.
It's very exactly. hard to do. And I've seen you do it multiple times now. So it's pretty impressive.
Thank you very much, Mariah. And I'm a therapist. I'm supposed to do that shit. But I'm impressed to see someone turn around. I'm impressed to see that. I would never have expected that. Because I encounter all these people, right-wing people mostly, but people that disagree with me. And it's hard to change their minds. People are divisive. There's a real split going on. And I have to believe in the bonobo way, that we have a commonality. And we got to fuck the rich to make you more like us.
You had a question? Are you done?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
We're open for questions.
We're open for questions.
All right,
now.
So one of the questions that I was kind of conceiving.
One of the questions.
I mean, well,
it's basically
just one general question.
It's a bigger picture.
And basically the question was, like, whose idea was it to have this threesome? And if this was not something that the wife wanted, then, or if it's not something that the wife wanted, or that the wife headed. And then, so if it wasn't something that she headed, then why didn't she just divorce him?
Right.
Why the killing?
That was something we talked about before.
You know, that's
now,
always an option.
That's
so
why I felt before that she was a partner. Maybe not equal. I don't know what equal means exactly. But I assumed that. I could be wrong. It could be that she was being manipulated. I say that because I haven't heard about physical violence against her. I've heard something about maybe kid battering, which is bad. Don't spank your children, only spank consenting adults. Okay, so Not that that should be done, but I haven't heard about any kind of beating of the wife, but I don't know.
And yeah, and I know it's a developing
obviously
story.
The daughter believes and she was there that the husband, who is now no longer with us, was abusive.
You know, people that kill always have a reason why they kill.
Mm-hmm. Well, they have a reason, but they don't necessarily have a reason against a particular person. There's like these mass murders that are against random people, but this was against a particular person, and it was planned. And this is why it seemed from these write-ups like she was developing a relationship with Khalil. Uh-huh. And
that's
planning a murder.
Like. That's what I, that's the picture that I see.
But is, I will say this. I've been on all sides of stories, and sometimes what seems to be is not what is.
Yeah, cuz
so that's why I can't presume that the mainstream media is always absolutely correct about everything, cuz I know that they're often not. But my opinion piece was based on a story, just like my opinion piece about the massage parlor massacres. But no one from those families reached out to me. So I don't know. But even that story is also controversial as to what did these masseuses really do? And how involved was that church? There are many questions that aren't answered by the mainstream media. The mainstream media just puts this stuff out there as clickbait. She is right about that.
That's true. Yeah.
I'm trying to do a nuanced analysis with a few jokes, I grant you, gallows humor. But I'm not exactly clickbait, but that's kind of a compliment.
Clickbait used to be headlines.
It basically means if it bleeds, it leads.
It's like junk mail or something.
Yeah. Man,
but that's why we ask you to get on the love train.
Yeah.
Because it's a vicious cycle. We feed the media our desire for violence, and they feed us violence, and then we create violence to become media stars. Isn't that what's happening? Sometimes it's inadvertent. Sometimes it does almost look like the perpetrator wanted to go down in that way. I somehow don't think that the cuckold murders that I call the cuckold murders, whatever you want to call them, in Oklahoma, they don't seem to have wanted the fame. I wonder, though, about the massage parlor massacre guy. He seemed to have a whole defense ready. I'm a sex addict, so you see, I had to eradicate the temptation.
Instead of cutting off my own hands, I'm going to just start shooting people.
Yeah, I thought of that, but I decided I would do this instead.
Was,
I had a bad day.
It was a joke. Poorly planned joke.
Oh, I was trying to... Yeah, right. No, I was doing an equally bad joke. Now Abe has left. See, he does a bad joke and leaves. I do a bad joke. I got to stick around and deal with the flack. Okay, or lack thereof. I really wish the best for Brittany. I really do. I will hate to hear that she's not doing well. I am hoping the best for her and her child and her husband, because I want her to break the cycle. I want that hope that we can break the cycle. She's a vegan. She calls herself the donut queen, but she's into vegan donuts. Out there in Oklahoma. Anyway. You guys have been really good. I know. I have a new friend from Oklahoma. You can go back to talking about cops now.
We have a couple great comments that we didn't get to when we were talking about cops, so I could start there.
Okay, let's talk about cops.
On Facebook, Jux Lee says, that's so messed up. It's bad enough protecting each other in the line of duty, but unrelated to work. Somehow even worse. So that was a good one. Mm.
Yeah, they are... yeah.
I mean, then there's also Fapping Awesome says, imagine if there's no video evidence. How even with video, they still get away with it.
Oh, which is point. Yeah. I mean, that's what I was thinking about before. There is a lot of bad cops. There's some good cops. But for the most part, they're all dumb cops because everybody has a camera now.
Yep.
So you can't, it's hard to lie anymore.
But they have a powerful
union. No, and they lie on paper. Even though there's a video, they're writing a whole different story than the video tells. So that has to do with a little brain damage of some sort. I don't know what, but very strange.
MBH 1975 says, it makes a good point. It's just ego. So many cops have huge egos, and they will not tolerate any perceived disrespect. And that's completely true. And I don't know if it's natural for like us to have that much like power or something, because it feels like a lot of people in power like a power
trip. Don't you know those kinds of guys?
Everyone is denied their sexual outlet. More and more and more people are denied sexual expression. And yet we're told that we can be any sex we want, that we can have any kind of sex we want, but we best be careful and not do it for various reasons, some of which are perfectly legitimate, like you could catch a disease. But others are a little more, you could say, cultural, religious, what have you, on the left and the right. There's all these injunctions against sex, and we are sexual animals. We need sex, and we're not getting it. And if we're cops, well, we're certainly going to express it amosexually. A lot of people that aren't cops are expressing it amosexually right now. It's frightening, and it's more frightening, well, equally, to see cops expressing it. This violence, this sexual repression, this desire to shoot. For what? Well, when you're really turned on, maybe you don't know for what. When you're really jacked up, maybe you just can't think about the outcome. Because you're amosexual, baby. And as we can see, a woman can fall victim to it too. Not as often, of course, but a woman can get so amosexually jacked up she forgets which is her stun gun versus her real gun. And she don't even have a gun between her legs. Well, she does. She has a clit. All right. Anyway, men and women are not that different, obviously. You put a gun in our hands and we can kill you too. Two of the stories we're talking about involve women and guns. One of them, the cop woman, the Karen named Kim. And then the other one, she, of course, was too dainty to touch the gun herself. She had someone do it.
I didn't know any better.
Oh, okay. So it's all alleged and we're being silly about everything.
This guy says, I don't know how to shoot a moving car.
Violence is everywhere in the news. It's in the news. Maybe it isn't even everywhere. What's that?
You guys. The guy says, you guys don't know how hard it is to hit a moving car. That's all. Which is probably true.
Oh, you mean the road rage shootings?
No.
But he says while driving a car.
Oh, while driving a car.
But that's the thing. Is like you guys had like, what was it, like three cops? So like one of you is driving. One of you's in the passenger seat. Then you do it. You know, like, so whatever you said, that's
His name.
Pepe Le Poupou.
Pepe Le Poupou. Okay.
That's the guy's name. So whatever you just said, that just negates whatever you said, because you could be in the passenger seat and not driving the car.
It's
very
hard to hit moving cars with poo-poo.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? People.
Yeah.
All right. So, okay, Reddit, what else is going on there? Facebook. Where are you guys? What are you doing? Oh, jerking off there? Hey. Hello? Everybody's like,
everyone's like,
so we got a message from
everybody's stoned
from Facebook. Somebody's saying, is there any happy news?
Oh,
yeah. Right after this show, we're going to see Spring Showers featuring Geyser of Desire, Dume, squirting 28 times.
28
wow.
times.
Wow.
It's amazing.
It's all like That's Old Faithful.
This was the first time she squirted on our show in 2011. It's an incredible show all around. It also features Princess Felicity Jade. Remember Princess in her first show?
I remember Jade.
Jade?
You actually weren't here.
but I saw the video. So
Princess Felicity Jade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We watched the video.
We called her Princess mainly, right? You remember her.
Yeah, sort of, yeah.
Princess? You loved Princess.
Oh, Princess from Florida.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't like her anymore.
No?
Okay, no, that's it.
What happened?
Why? What was she?
Just a romance, a short romance. She's very nice. She's beautiful.
Dume, though, I have to say, Dume stole the show.
Yeah.
Because she is this MILF superstar from the great state of Texas. Oh, yeah. And she said she is Dr. Susie's number one fan. Well, I don't know about that, but she is a ravishing force of nature. Really, she's amazing. She's certainly my wettest fan. A Jessica Rabbitesque body, 36 double D. And her most impressive asset is a personal squirt factory.
All right. Whee.
All right.
Yes, indeed. All of which earns her
Put
the
on
title
your suits
of Eighth Wonder of the World.
It's a geyser in here.
She produces holy water. Champagne Dume.
Holy water, I say. Holy water.
Yes, indeed. It's so beautiful. She gushes and gushes and gushes. And you'll see how she does it.
Now, I was just reading a Reddit thing. It says that dude is smoking a joint.
Oh.
Where is this filmed? And somebody answers, in California, where it's legal.
It's legal, 420. Hey, actually, shout out to all the weed smokers, because 420 is approaching and we're on track 17. So in a few more days, we're going to reach the 420 stop where you can smoke as much as you want. 420. It's in 3 days. Yeah.
So it is legal.
It's
going to
be like Tuesday. What is that? Tuesday? Yeah. Monday? I think it's Tuesday.
Right. That's true. 420.
So
it's coming.
It is legal here to smoke dope. It's legal to take prescription
drugs.
Yeah,
we're sex pots.
Oh, hell yeah. Tuesday, 420. I'm ready.
Yeah.
See, I tell you, sometimes we discover what the show's about as we do the show. Like,
right.
I'm not thinking 417 that 420 is coming. I'm just not.
I'm not thinking that either. I'm just
my
getting stoned.
My mind isn't going from 17 to 20. Although,
you were
going to
smoke either way, right?
Well, I did that last week, right.
Yeah. You were smoking either way. You're smoking, yeah.
I've been smoking when it was felonies and you went to jail for prison forever.
Wow.
They found the joint. It was like, oh, yes, marijuana. Now
that's also terrible, too.
Yeah.
Fuck those cops.
Yeah. One day I was going down to the printer in my beautiful Thunderbird, just driving along, and I had the flats to the magazine, and I was smoking a joint, and I'm just rolling to Riverside, sucking on that joint, and I look to my right, and there's the highway patrol guy who goes, pull over. So I pull over, and he gets out of his car, and he comes over here, and he says, have you been drinking? I said, oh, absolutely not, you're off, sir. And he says, what is that that I smell? I said, I don't know. And he said, you know what? Get out of here.
What year was this?
This was in the, my God, the 70s, mid-70s.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I had an experience like that driving away from Dr. Tony Grant's house, drunk out of my skull. And I had just had an article written about me that was in the LA Times about my radio show. And no ID when I'm stopped by a cop who asks me for ID. And I had nothing, but I had this article. And he sees it and he goes, you're going to ruin your life.
Oh, my gosh.
My goodness.
I don't know if that was a warning or predictive, but he was nice. And I don't know. I would be
pretty freaked out if the cop said that to me.
That was a sex pot.
He did.
What was the article?
He gave me a talking to.
What was the
talking
article about to. That
it was
you showed
about
him?
My radio show, Date Night.
About a sex call, like
dating show.
A dating show.
Yeah, it was a dating show. Yeah.
Yeah, so he was probably like, oh.
I'm starting to listen to some of those shows. I got a little cassette player.
He knew I was drunk. That's why he said that. And he knew I didn't have an ID. He asked me for an ID. And I just said, all I have is this newspaper article.
Honestly, that's a big...
In those days, that was okay.
Oh, that was good. Yeah.
Honestly, I think that's a big flex, which in the internet culture, it means like you're like showing off like, yeah, I don't have an ID, but I have a newspaper.
I have
a newspaper with my name on it.
Well,
that's a big... That's like a show-off. Yeah.
I was a show-off in those days, and it worked with police in those days.
Yeah.
Now I think they might see that as... Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's...
Like, who do you think you are?
No,
everybody's
but then again, the internet.
You're not special.
Then again, you'd have to go through the shit that people have to go through. Remember that when we were serfs, when we were nobody, we could travel the world.
Yeah.
No papers, no nothing, except maybe a paper that said, I worked for the monks. My name is so-and-so, and it's signed by some monk, you know, and you would cross the border. Today that we have freedom, you can't fucking move.
Yeah.
You have to have documentation. You have to have this. You have to say yes.
You have to have 3 months of bills and shit. You know?
I have a couple of things I got to talk about before the end of the show, right?
Go ahead. We're going to end
okay,
it.
So
we'll extend it. We could extend
all,
the show.
Let me just say these things, and then I don't care what you
say
guys
those
do.
Things.
Do whatever you want. I got to say, rest in peace, Joel Eisenberg.
Ah, Joel. Yes.
Who I think passed away from COVID. We got an email.
Right.
So we think he did, but I haven't gotten corroboration. But it's so scary these days. It's just so scary. He got vaccinated. So I guess I want to say, be careful. I mean, he was elderly, but a wonderful guy. We were on his yacht just 2 years ago. And nice guy. We'd known him for a while.
There
we used to have a show on his channel.
Right.
So, rest in peace, Joel.
If you're
really happened, you can't tell. You get these emails, and who knows?
Oh, yeah, right. You could be.
We got an email that another friend of ours
totally
passed
alive.
Away when he was totally alive.
I think they brought some pizza.
Oh, okay. Well, I also want to say, we got a rug. Because people might be wondering, for your 29th wedding anniversary, what do you get? Because the thing is furniture. Yeah. Yeah. And we didn't say last week, we got a rug.
We could only get one, well, we got two rugs.
A magic carpet.
We got that. What was that carpet?
Well, first we got a big sort of fake Chinese Persian rug. And then we also got this goth threesome.
Oh yeah,
with nuns.
I love that one.
Did you see that one?
Yes, I love it.
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh yeah,
fucking from behind, devil fucking
a nun.
Oh yeah, it's like Lil Nas as a girl.
People fucking from behind.
Yeah, but on velour, it's like something you might hang.
Awesome.
Yeah. Elvis painting or something like that.
Yeah, like
but I think it's a rug.
It's like the old Elvis paintings on velour.
A magic carpet into a goth threesome. We did a show on the other carpet. We rearranged the room and we did a survival of the friendliest interview with authors, Dr. Brian Hare
Professor,
and Vanessa Woods. And I teased them. They acted like they'd never heard it, but I don't know. They were so friendly, super nice people.
Oh, they're very sweet.
Brilliant people, and so very nice. And when I said, when you have sex, do you say the hare is in the woods? They go, oh, ha, 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 we will now. So it made me feel good. Anyway, they're such nice people.
Kind of very serious,
great interview too,
well,
yeah,
but very serious.
The doctor, you're talking about the doctor.
He's a hare in the woods. Primatologist, yes, and well, he's an evolutionary anthropologist. He's all this kinds of ologist type guy, and she is just a great writer. Let me just say that I'm so jealous. Yeah. She writes so well, really, really well.
Yes,
and she wrote the Bonobo Handshake, and they also wrote The Genius of Dogs. So this new book is about humans and bonobos and dogs.
And dogs.
Well, you know that, Abe.
Well,
you
were there. I mean, I was there. I mean,
it was a great interview. I really enjoyed
it. Nobody's going to believe you when you say anything.
I really enjoyed it, so I'm excited to hear it again.
Yeah, you were there, right?
I loved it. It was really one of my favorite.
We all looked very
favorite shows.
I was kind of interested.
I thought we were wonderful.
Dr. Brian was doing his sabbatical, which is in scientific terms, it's like it's kind of like a vacation,
right?
That you take every 7 years,
from academia
to work on a new book.
And so you can't take a sabbatical unless you're in academia.
Right.
He's writing a new book about dogs. He goes back and forth. He writes about dogs. He does research on bonobos.
Chico.
You know, Chico was in it. Anyway, we're
going to
edit. We're going to put some bonobo footage in it. They sent us some.
Oh, good.
And
we're
going to put it out soon.
Yeah, and make sure you guys check out the blog for this show too, to see pictures of the rugs.
And support us.
The rugs.
Wait a minute.
Right.
Support us. If you got a little money,
the magic carpet.
Like some extra money, $2, $3.
You could get that erotic hypnosis. Maybe I can make you squirt.
If you're really rich, send us a lot
of money. We can talk about your cuckolding relationship, you know, because if you've got problems, you should talk to a therapist who knows something and can help you sort it out, especially if you got religious sexual abuse issues, as I'm sure you do if you grew up with any religiosity.
And please support our liberty to make fun, to enjoy, to praise.
And to talk about sex.
And to talk about
and
sex.
And to be specific.
Openly.
To be explicit. Openly.
Without shame.
Openly. Because you know what?
You don't need to
sex
get your rifle, okay?
Is as interesting as violence. It really is.
Oh, it's more interesting.
You see clickbait on threesomes, especially if celebrities are involved.
You get to do different
things. You know, fetishes, all kinds of things. This stuff is interesting, but they censor all of that, or they get very judgmental, like this is somehow bad, very scandalous.
We don't judge.
Well, we do sometimes.
And we
like
don't
if
do
you
that,
kill somebody, we're
well, yeah, if you kill somebody, then you murdered somebody.
Or abuse.
It's okay, you know.
We're ethical hedonists.
Right.
And we follow the bonobo way. And bonobos do not kill each other.
Right.
We
stop the killing.
We're like Gandhi, you know.
Gandhi.
One of my clients, he's such an homosexual. He loves guns. It's a good thing the police took his gun away.
Hmm.
They did. His father was like a World War II veteran and had a gun.
Gandhi's? He took his gun away?
Well, no. They took his gun away.
Whose gun?
Well, he should have his gun taken away.
Who?
I'm glad.
Who?
I'm not saying who.
No, yeah, relax.
Talking about. This is our therapy.
Is there an owl in here? Is there an owl in here?
Who
was
stories.
That?
But I don't divulge names.
Right.
I don't care if you're a celebrity.
No, that's
I don't
right.
tell.
We don't tell. We don't
tell
anything.
Your secrets are safe
to anyone,
with me and my therapist.
And we don't
without
laugh
borders.
Behind your back, okay?
Well,
got the
I'm not
going to
promise about that.
Well, I mean, you can make a joke.
That's laughing. That's called laughing.
Yeah.
It's all in good humor. So,
right, all in good humor, all with love.
All with love.
All
really
with revolution
love.
In your
I even
heart.
Love these people that I write about that I might be critical of their hypocrisy, whether they're famous or not. I still love them, even the famous ones. And I still hope that they can make these changes. Just like Brittany Long.
Can I ask Miley Cyrus to come on the show?
Yeah.
If any of you guys know, right if you, yeah, can Miley?
Who are you gesturing? Oh, you're gesturing to Miley?
To
right
Reddit.
Now?
To people on the Reddit. The
universe.
Reddit community.
Universe.
Universe. Conjure Miley Cyrus upon us.
Right. Sorry. Go ahead.
It's Reddit, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
Wow. Tonight?
Tonight. We are asking if any of you guys know who Miley Cyrus is, then
that's an easy question.
Spam, spam.
Yeah,
no.
Me, I know who she is. Yeah.
Spam.
I have
spam
a question for you.
Inboxes.
Right. No
spam.
Don't
no
say spam.
Spam.
No.
Don't
spam.
Say that. Don't say that. We're gonna cut that.
No. That's
no.
it.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
We just got
Let's
flagged.
Move right anyway, clickbait.
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus. Certainly she is clickbait. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We love her. We do. We did a whole show.
Love her.
When we first started talking
By
about slut shaming, it was back in 2014 when she was slut shamed for wiggling around and twerking on the AMAs. Mm-hmm. She looked good.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
What are we talking about here?
Miley Cyrus.
When
Miley
she was says, with Robin Thicke.
With Robin Thicke.
Yeah, he
oh,
didn't
him.
Get
I,
as
I knew that
trouble.
Wasn't going to last.
Yeah, no, she yeah. wasn't really with
she
him.
She should come to me. I
she
will
was,
tell her her future.
She was dancing with him. She
oh,
was
she's dancing with him.
Back that
Honestly,
ass
Robin
up.
Thicke, I don't
back
even know what Robin
up.
Thicke is doing.
Back
he's
it
like,
up.
Back
He's out of the place.
He's out of who's house.
Yeah, I think he's gotten into trouble for other things.
Yeah, he has. He was married to like some super
Everybody's
hottie.
Everybody's getting
and cheated
trouble.
On her, I think.
Yeah. So.
I was going to say something really important.
Oh.
And I totally forgot.
Was it about Miley Cyrus?
No. This was something deeper. It was heavy, man.
Okay, so even though we're getting vaccinated and get vaccinated, please, please, please also wear your sexy masks. Okay?
Yeah.
Wear them. Wear them because, you know, stuff's going around. Our friend, we think he passed away, and he's a guy that could get any doctor. And,
yeah.
I mean, he's a guy that was vaccinated.
You think the police are bad? This fucking virus is murderous.
But the police are kind of bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not talking about you.
What about defund? Should we defund the police?
I think one town fired them all. Camden, I think it was.
And then they started a new police.
Yeah, I'm for defunding the police.
Okay, so we defund and then we start
rebuild.
Something.
Defund,
we need
rebuild.
Police. It's not like we don't need police.
Maybe they should be called something else.
Civil servants, they're called.
Safety peeps.
Safety peace officers.
Yeah. Well, that's what it
well,
says
they were
already.
They called peace officers.
They were called. These are not peace
do.
Officers.
Yeah.
These guys are at war.
You know, people wind up calling them something, and we call them cops.
They're cops. That's okay. Good cops.
Bad
good
boys,
cops.
Bad boys.
What are you going to
do? What you going to do when they come for you?
I think, how much time do we have left? We're left. We're
10 over.
Danielle
ten
plays
over.
A sexy cop on that. What is it? Weeds.
Weeds.
Right?
Yeah. Weeds.
Yeah.
Oh, and I want to say.
Cops are sexy. I had a sexy cop client. He was corrupt, though.
The sheriff.
He was corrupt. Okay, you've talked about his corruption.
I love him.
I'm a little afraid because you say too much about where he is.
No, I like the story where he's drunk and he's speeding along the Long Island.
Yeah, yeah.
Thing.
Oh, stop, stop, stop.
Ah, you're doing too much. You're saying
That's
too
it.
Much.
Okay.
And sheriffs pull him over.
Yeah, but you've already said it.
I said it.
Yeah.
I'll say it again.
I'm a mute mic. I'm
yes,
a mute Max.
Let's go.
All right. We don't know nothing.
Max is muted. I'm sorry.
But we know some cops. Let's
Give
just
me my
say
mic.
This. And let me say this.
Get my soda
the
out.
Cops we treat are not so violent.
No, they're pretty cool.
They at least know that. They might be corrupt. That we can't always control.
Police is always going to be corrupt. Corruption is good.
Well,
you get no, yeah.
It wasn't good. He was drinking
not
while
when,
he was driving.
No, it's when you're stealing all of it.
And speeding.
The corruption is bad when you don't let us in on it. and if maybe, you don't share it with us, then
maybe,
it's
maybe
really
the
bad.
Cops need an outlet, a sexual outlet so that it's
Well, they
like,
do.
You
they
know?
Definitely need a sexual outlet. The cops need a sexual outlet. This guy needed permission from me to date a woman who was very Amazonian and also to date trans women that he liked and just generally strong, dominant women. And this was a strong, dominant sheriff. Let me tell you, he liked to be dominated. And knowing that and understanding the kink, he helped him to keep his own violent impulses under control.
Good.
And to understand that better. And I think that a lot of cops are aided in this way and often do need to submit and to confess because they feel tremendous guilt. And if they don't confess to somebody, they take it out on us, the people.
On everybody.
On everybody. Right. They can't confess to each other because they have to be strong. They can't confess to their union guy because they have to be strong. So they confess to their dominatrix or their therapist or maybe their sex worker in another way. Get on the love train. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you. Mwah. All of you on the love train. Even the cops. Sexy cops. Love you, sexy cops.
You see that hot one walking down the road? Went over to the lounge car. Let's go over there, man.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo. Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.